you ever thought, what is a professional? Probably not. Here at the Professional by Choice podcast, we interview professionals of all types. C-suite executives, entrepreneurs, social workers, accountants, athletes, you name it. We get the privilege of hearing their stories and figuring out just what makes them a professional in their field. You're listening to the Professional by Choice podcast. And now, here's your host, Chris Molina.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time of day it is, I want to thank you for joining us again this week. This week, we're going to talk about confidence. And we're going to talk about how to be confident and how to display confidence and really where it comes from so that you can focus on those areas if confidence for a certain event or just in general in your life is something that you want to improve. Now, even though we're not going to talk about how you define confidence, what is it, why is it important, we will talk about that a little bit, but our focus is going to be on how to be confident and where it comes from. So we can start first with why I picked this topic. And it's because confidence is something that I believe we don't talk about that much and we don't teach in education. It's one of those things that it's easy to point to and you can tell who has confidence and who doesn't. But if somebody just walks up to you and poses the question, what is confidence? It's one of those things that it's hard to define with words sometimes. But if you do want to define it, it's closely related to your assessment of your own self-worth. This is more or less the same as your self-esteem, and this is closely related to the discrepancy between your self-image, how you see yourself, and your ideal self, how you would ideally like to be. So the bigger the gap between those two, the bigger the gap between how you see yourself and how you want to be, then the less confident you are. The closer those two things are, the more confident you are generally. And now, why is confidence important? It's important for a wide array of reasons, but to name a few, confidence is something that helps enable people to take risks. It helps enable people to challenge themselves and to move on to new achievements. It provides the belief that if things go wrong, they can be put right. And so we're going to talk about a few things, and these first couple things are going to be where you get your confidence from. So the first one is probably the most obvious. You get your confidence from relevant experience in whatever you want to be confident in. And that makes a lot of sense because if you've done something many, many times, then you're confident in that. You definitely need to be able to execute the basic mechanics of whatever the thing is that you're trying to be confident in. You can visualize yourself going to an interview, for example, and doing so well that you get the job and you just crush the interview. But if you haven't been interviewed before ever, or if you haven't been interviewed in a couple years, then you're probably not going to perform as well as you expected. And that goes for pretty much anything. If you're into sports and let's say you haven't played a certain sport in a while, if you haven't played it in a couple years and you go to pick up that racket or you pick up that bat or you pick up that basketball and you go to try and play, it's probably not going to work out as well as you remember back when you used to do it every single day. So relevant experience is one of the main pillars of where you get your confidence from. Another point that I want to talk about is focusing on the things that you control. The great thing about this and the next point is that you can do this before you have the relevant experience. Because a lot of times, if you need to be confident for something, you have to start at one point and you might not have all that relevant experience. So just focusing on the things that you can control is something that you can do before you have the relevant experience. And when I'm talking about focusing on the things you can control, this is more about knowing what to block out of your mind. Many people who lack the confidence that they would like to have tend to focus on the things that they don't have control over. They end up worrying about if the other people interviewing for a job will have a better interview than them. Worrying about what other people are thinking. worrying about the weather or things that are completely out of their control. Now, you should always try to plan for the events that are out of your control and try to have them in the back of your mind, but you definitely should not spend the majority of your focus on those things. So, for example, if somebody is having a bad day at work and you have to work with them, you can't control what mood that person is in before they come to work. But what you can control is how you act around that person. You can't control yourself from feeding into that negative energy. And you can make sure that you're being positive. So when you ask yourself, why should I be confident? Don't focus on the things that are outside of your control. Think about all the things that you have done to prepare. And aside from confidence, focusing only on the things that you can control is a great way to just be happier in life. And the next one is visualization. So picturing the successful thing happening. And this is not just visualizing the end goal of crushing the speech and doing very well at a presentation or completing a project. This means visualizing the struggle, visualizing the process as well, and having a realistic picture. People generally visualize all of the bad things that are going to happen, and they picture them over and over and over, and they picture things that are not realistic happening. And typically, those are very bad things. Picturing these bad things almost guarantees that negative things are going to happen. They're probably not going to happen as bad as you see it in your brain, but definitely, it definitely breeds negativity. And it's important to understand this, that our bodies very often do poor jobs of differentiating events that happen in reality and events that happen only in your brain. And what do I mean by this? This is why you can experience emotions from things that don't actually happen. You can go to the movies. You can be in an air-conditioned room with people, a group of people that are your friends, a pretty safe environment, and watch a scary movie. And your heart will start beating quicker. Your hands will start getting sweaty. You might jump. You might even scream. And this is your body reacting to something that is not real. It's just happening in your mind. And you can also wake up from a dream and you're having a great dream, whatever it is that will just make your life that much more wonderful, can happen in that dream, and you wake up with a smile on your face and you're feeling great. You can have these feelings because our bodies do a very poor job of differentiating events that happen in real life from events that just happen in your brain. And that's why visualization can be a very important tool that you use to gain confidence in whatever it is you're trying to be confident in. And it is very important to remember that visualization is only a substitute for refinement and practice. It's a substitute. And that substitute word in that sentence means that you cannot completely replace actual experience, but it can help you before you get there. And next up is faking it. Society generally has a negative connotation to the word fake, but hear me out for a second. So let's pretend that you know someone that has a level of confidence that you would like to have. And I'm more than positive that you know more than one person that's like this. Let's call this person for the scenario Robert. So whenever you go into a situation and you need to exude confidence, think to yourself, how would Robert act? What are some things that he would say or do? And then after you've thought about that, then just go and do it. It's pretty simple, but lots of people do it. And I used to do this a lot before I got comfortable talking in front of large groups of people. Sometimes you just gotta fake it until you make it, unfortunately. And if you're like me, you always like to test things out in small scale first. So if you're trying to fake confidence, try faking confidence in situations where you have nothing to lose or very little to lose. So if you're trying to gain confidence in just speaking to people and having conversations, the next time that you're talking to a customer service rep or a cashier, try faking confidence. Say something with a smile on your face and speak as if you were Robert. Now, a little while back, I had an interview with Susanna Kaunas, and it was actually the first interview for the PBC podcast. And in a small part of it, we talked about the effects that your body has on your mind. And I highly recommend that you go back and listen to that interview if you haven't heard it yet, because it was a great interview. Now, we already talked about how your mind can affect your body. So if your mind is having a scary dream, then your body reacts by your heart beating faster, your hands sweating, maybe knee-jerk reactions, maybe your body twitching. But can your body affect your mind? It definitely can. Much of the research on the body-mind connection, called embodied cognition by lots of researchers, has focused on various expansive or power poses, which involve open positions with arms and elbows away from the body and chin raised, as opposed to closed postures where your legs or your arms are crossed, or the head is down and the body slumped over or slouched. And unfortunately, we often get this type of slouched over body posture when we've been sitting at a computer too long. And it's, aside from confidence, it's just poor posture. Now, there were a lot of studies done, but in a certain study published in the journal Psychological Science in 2010, people who sat or stood in these expansive poses or these power poses just for 1 minute not only felt more powerful and more in charge, but they also had an increase in testosterone and a decrease in the stress hormone cortisol. So by simply changing physical posture, people can prepare their mental and physiological systems to endure difficult or stressful situations. So if you're looking for confidence, try striking a power pose just for 1 minute and see what happens. The worst thing that's going to happen is you're going to laugh and definitely smile because you've just been standing like a superhero for an entire minute. And one of the last things that I want to talk about is having small wins. I hear this a lot in the podcast that a friend of mine, Mitch Matthews, has. The podcast is called Dream, Think, Do. And it's a great podcast to listen to. I highly recommend it. But he often talks about small but significant wins. And there's a lot to be said about small but significant wins. For one example, in basketball, the key to breaking out of a shooting slump is often a simple layup or a simple dunk. This helps build your confidence and get out of that. And it's a small but significant win. The last thing I want to leave you with are just a couple of things to remind you about getting confidence. Be at peace with yourself. Be at peace with who you are. Be at peace with yourself. Be comfortable with who you are. Make sure that, if possible, and try to look for ways to find it, but gain that relevant experience. Make sure that you're only focusing on the things that you can control. Stop worrying about things that you can't control. Try to visualize things going well. Work out, because we already talked about how your body can affect your mind. Working out is a great way to gain confidence. Dress better. If you just say you don't know how to dress better, the internet is a really awesome thing, because you can search pictures and photos of people wearing things that you might just not naturally put together. Practice some power poses. You might not want to do that in the middle of your office or wherever you work, but they can have an effect on you. Try explaining something that you understand very well. Speaking about something that you know a lot about helps bring out some of that confidence. Enter some competitions that you know you can do well in, or try fixing something that you don't like about yourself. So, like all the podcasts, I want to thank you again for listening and spending time listening to the PBC podcast. And also, if you have a minute, please do rate and review the podcast. This helps other people see if they're gonna like it before they even click on it. So 4 and 5 star ratings are great, but honestly, I would just like your feedback for two reasons. One, for me, so that I know where the listeners stand, and then also for other listeners, so that they can hopefully read your review, and before they would waste their time and say, maybe this isn't for me, they'd be able to see that through your review. And then last but definitely not least, I'd like to throw a huge shout out to Devin Buechler. Devin has been on this journey of creating PBC, Professional by Choice, starting this podcast, and she's the one, and this is the last time that she's going to do this, that edits all of the mistakes that happen and puts the intro and the outro out there and then throws it up on iTunes and puts it on the website. So I just wanted to say thank you to Devin because she's been a large part of the PBC podcast, and we're sorry to see her go, but she just got a job that pays her a lot more than I could. I'm definitely not angry about it, but I wanted to put that shout out there. So thank you all for listening, and we will see you next week.
Thank you for listening to this PBC podcast. If you liked what you heard, leave a review for future listeners and let us know what you thought of this episode. We would love to hear from you. You can also head over to professionalbychoice.com to be kept up to date on our new episodes released every Monday. The ball is now in your court. How are you choosing to be a better professional each day?